Welcome to Like It Is, Reflections on Life in the 21st Century. Though I am by now fairly well experienced at being a senior citizen, I confess to being intrigued and enthused by the technological developments in our world in the last two or three decades. Our contemporary capacity for personal communication is truly amazing. I can be in immediate touch with people and events around the world right from the comfort of my own home. Consequently, I cannot subscribe to the notion sometimes expressed that our digital communications today are only a substitute for, or even an impediment to, genuine personal communication. What a wonderful situation to be in and have the option of personal face-to-face communication with friends and neighbors, and also to be able to reinforce that with electronic options whenever we desire to do so. How wonderful to be able to stay in instant communication with geographically distant friends. And what a wonderful opportunity our current world offers to us to be able to build relationships with people we would otherwise not even have known ever existed. What was in the past available to only an elite few is now within the grasp of almost every one of us. You don't have to know me personally to listen to what I am saying right this moment, or even to begin a conversation with me as a consequence. Of course, any form of communication can be abused. We can shout at one another rather than speak in civil tones. And, of course, we can isolate ourselves into little electronic cocoons, ignoring the world right around us because we choose only to interact with some electronic gadget. But surely it need not be a choice between one or the other. And how blessed we are to have access to both options, our one-to-one personal conversations and our worldwide communications networks. This may not seem like a religious topic, but may I remind you of something? The Christian community is just entering the season of Advent, 2014. Advent is actually all about communication, God's communication with us. For the message of the season is that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Please join me each week for another segment of Like It Is.